Leon Landry, thanks for joining us.
Erica, thanks for having me.
So you're part of a new society, the Cumberland Acadian Society. Tell me a bit about why this group decided to form.
There's a very rich Acadian history in Cumberland County. I'll preface that by saying I'm not a historian. I am Acadian, and I've always had an interest in pursuing some more cultural learning for that part of my ancestry. I guess there's work has been done previously on the Beaubassin site by a former member of Parliament, Bill Casey. So he and a friend of his, Maurice Haug, myself, and some other, Michelle Malpy-LeBlanc, who is involved with the Minuti Heritage Association, who run a lot of Acadian festivals in that part of the world, got together and sat down and started to try to develop a society of Acadian folks, but also of community-minded folks that have interest in the truth of history.
What's the significance of the Beaubassin site? Tell me a bit of the story there.
Again, I'm not a historian, but the Beaubassin proper site was a village. We've, had some discussions about the name Beaubassin itself, and come to realize that there are contentions that Beaubassin actually means a title of a seigneurie, that it's a larger parcel of land that stretches from a large part of Cumberland County into Westmoreland County, all the way to Shediac. But we all locally know the village out by Fort Lawrence as an Acadian settlement known as Beaubassin. But I've come to learn that it was sometimes called, or maybe properly called, bourgeois settlement or bourgeois village. There's been very little recognition of that site, especially if we compare it to what is done for Fort Beauséjour and other historical sites in our area. And we feel, as a society, and I think as a community, that Beaubassin, if you put it in the context of Acadian history, is as important, if not perhaps more important, a historical location as Fort Beauséjour. The village of Beaubassin, I mean, we've sort of agreed that we're going to just call it that, despite the contention. But the village was an Acadian settlement that burned and sort of had some historic significance right around the beginning of the expulsion. So we feel, it was sort of right in the middle of the events that took place that really defined the Acadian culture and history.
Now, when you say it burned, you mean it was burned by, the participants of the expulsion, or was it an accidental kind of thing?
It was actually burned by the French. And again, please fact check me, that the French didn't want the British to have the village. So French soldiers and the villagers and some other folks, I believe, decided that it would be better to burn the village, and the settlers crossed the Missaguash River and went over to New Brunswick.
Wow. So as you say, this history is incredible, and this is not really common knowledge necessarily around this area.
Well, I think a lot of people are aware of the existence of Beaubassin and that there's Fort Lawrence is there. And of course, most people know about Fort Beauséjour, but I don't know if they know about the history. And really sort of what my interest is the stories that are associated with the history. It's more about, we have a lot of Acadian people in Amherst that don't even know that they're Acadian because of names have been anglicized, languages have been lost. Well, the French language has been lost amongst a lot of the Acadian people that live in Cumberland. It was at one point in time considered to be quite taboo if you spoke French in Cumberland County. One might even lose their job if they did so. So even though people had French-speaking parents or Francophone parents, they were not allowed to speak French in public. And so there's almost like a unique nature to the Acadian people that live in Cumberland because of that, you know. And I think that that's a tale worth telling. You know, why did we lose our language? What cultural preservation went on that, you know, allows us to still celebrate our Acadian heritage without our language? What are the stories that, you know, some of the families that escaped the expulsion, what can they tell you? Because there's several of those. And so those are the types of things. Even, they may not be, you know, completely historical in nature, but I think that's, you know, part of culture is the storytelling aspect.
Now, you had the Cumberland Acadian Society is just freshly formed, and you had your first general meeting, I gather, this week. What went on there?
So we've had two meetings. We had a founding general meeting on February 15th, and our first general meeting, as you said, was last night. We had representatives from the province of Nova Scotia and a French Acadian organization from Nova Scotia as well. But they basically told us about how other, you know, communities and regions have started similar projects and what kind of funding is available. And we had time to speak about the Beaubassin question, and sort of, you know, announce our board of directors and talk about, you know, the business of founding a society, I guess. And you know, there's a lot of energy in the room, and you know, it wasn't a huge group, but we had about 30 people. So I think, you know, part of what we're going to have to do is increase awareness. There's no question, and make room for folks to learn about their own history, and hopefully we'll continue to gather momentum and move towards some of our goals.
Have you had discussions about what sort of activities you'd like to see happen in the next, in the next, say, year of your society? Are you hoping to sort of have, physical things built or erected in terms of marking places of historical significance, anything like that?
Well, we would certainly like to have some signage. The currently the only signage that exists on the Fort Lawrence Road that runs to the Beaubassin site is a no exit one. So you go across the road to where the border station is in, when you come into Nova Scotia, and you're faced with a no exit sign, and there's not really any indication that that's where Beaubassin is. We would like to rectify that. Long-term big plans there, you know, there's been discussions about some structural development. We certainly need to understand the land jurisdiction in that area. There's, you know, Parks Canada owns the Beaubassin site. There's municipal ownership there. There's private ownership there, and we have to navigate all of that before we would come up with any type of plan or proposal. So short term is, you know, developing the society to create an awareness, collection of information, marketing, hopefully some festivals and some events, and really sort of just acknowledging the impact of Acadian people in Cumberland County.
That's Amherst Town Councillor Leon Landry. Landry asked for a fact check on the story of Beaubassin Village, and indeed he is correct, at least according to the Canada's Historic Places website. Beaubassin was a major Acadian settlement founded in the early 1670s and home to about 2,600 people by 1748. But it was doomed by the territorial disputes of the French and British. In 1750, a British operation led by Major Charles Lawrence tried to push the French out of the isthmus and back into New Brunswick. The French retreated across the Missisquoi River to Beauséjour, and they burned the village of Beaubassin as they left. The village site was designated a National Historic Site in 2005 and contains archaeological evidence of the Acadian occupation. Landry says the Cumberland Acadian Society is open to any and all members with an interest in reviving the awareness of Acadian history in the region. The society has yet to plan its next general meeting, but can be found on Facebook.